At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know, brother, another week of the Midnight Paco podcast, people. Yes, as always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the_great_CoreE. That's how you follow me.
Get it.
And you can follow us both on the Midnight Paco podcast on Instagram.
Ooh, check it out.
And before we do anything, please hit that subscribe button.
Bam!
The like and all that other stuff, too.
Thumb up.
Or down. Whatever.
Yeah, if you dislike, you dislike.
Yeah, leave some comments. And stuff.
Tell us what you don't like.
Yeah.
My look, possibly. I get it.
What about our overbites? Whatever.
See, I shaved the beard, boy. When I do that, my head looks like this big.
Like a light bulb?
No, just a little tiny ass, little nugget.
Tiny nugget?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like my tattoo, because the Joker, his head's like this big. It looked like Beetlejuice shrunk it. Or that dude in Beetlejuice.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Yeah, so what's going on, man?
Man, slow motion.
Is this the weather?
It's the weather. It has to be the weather. You know, it's just like... You know, the weather here in Cleveland is like, you know, and the snow.
It's like nobody's out. I mean, people are out doing things. You know, The comedians are out there doing, you know, doing the thing. But no crowd. I mean, not a lot. It's rough.
Yeah, it's the weather. And the,
yeah,
and the
definitely the weather. Because I don't even want to go out.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Neither do I, but... Yeah. So, with me not going out, I caught up on a lot of my, you know, TV watching.
Word.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Before we do that, let's tell everybody we have a show on March 9th.
Make sure you go.
Yes, March 9th.
Or is it the 5th?
No, it's the 9th.
Let me just double check that.
Well, it was supposed to be the 2nd, and then it got moved a week later, so it was the 9th. 7 days.
Let me just double check that.
Dope.
It's,
the 9th.
March 9th.
8 to 10. Exotic Cuisine on Lorraine Ave. I think it's 12703
Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44111. Exotic Cuisine.
We got a dope lineup, people.
Heck yeah.
Come on, check us out.
Yeah, we got Timbuktu. Come on through. We got Precious.
Hey.
Yes. And we got Jarrell Beeman. Never had the pleasure, but I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, sir.
Ebony Gordon, I holla.
I know you.
And we got Justin Fuller. What? And we got, you know, this dude here.
This guy, Cool C.
In the place to be.
Give it up.
Yeah, so I'm going to be there.
Yes, come check us out, man. Support. Support. We like support from our peers, and we always support our peers. Try to.
It's the Laugh Out Loud Wednesday.
Laugh Out Loud Wednesday is by
Music
Miss.
By Jack the Ripper.
Get it.
Shout out to Trap.
Yep, shout out to Trap.
Hosted by Ebony Timberlake.
Bam. She's awesome. Come check her out, because she's awesome.
Ebony.
And we appreciate you for putting us on, Ebony, as always. Definitely. Yeah, she's always great.
She was on the show.
Check out her episode. That's right. Yeah. She was talking about it then, too, when it was starting.
Because
that was right before she started doing her shows on
Absolutely,
Wednesdays.
Yeah. So
shout out.
Yeah, so she's been rolling strong since she announced it on Here First.
Yep.
On the Midnight Ponco podcast.
That's right. And that was, Jack the Ripper has something on the following Wednesdays. Like, she has things on Wednesdays, and I think he has shows of such things on the following Wednesdays.
Exactly.
So, Exotic Cuisine, people, go check them out. Wednesdays are popping.
They got food,
either
comedy, entertainment, rap.
Drinks. They got Chill Spot downstairs.
Hey.
It's dope. Go check them out.
Dope spot.
Yes, sir. So, you got to catch up on your comedy, or your show watching.
Yeah, I was watching some shows, you know. Here and there. So I saw the Bill Cosby thing. I think it was called We Have to Talk About Cosby.
Oh.
That's a very unfortunate thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Cosby was one of my idols, everything that he did outside of the using the drugs with the women is what I inspire to do and to be like, to teach people
messages,
to entertain, to, look out for other people. He was very generous in a lot of ways. So, I'm not going to spend a long time on this. And the only thing I am going to say is if you're going to, bring Mr. Cosby up and put him on trial, put the rest of them out on trial too, because he wasn't the only one. So put everybody up,
right?
But it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, that's always the argument. Do you separate the person from the art? Because a lot of the things he did was through his art. As far as comedian, he did a lot of social things too. Mm-hmm. But that's still. That's part of the man. It's not always. It's so tough. Mm. That's why you didn't see Dave Chappelle's joke, did you? I forgot to send you the clip where he talks about him. I think it's about a gay superhero that rapes people for power. He saves people, but he has to rape somebody to get the strength to go save.
Wow.
And he's like, he rapes. But he saves, and he saves, but he rapes. Basically, it's like he's a super. To most people, he was a superhero. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He broke boundaries, man, for a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
he broke boundaries.
Yeah.
He was the first for. Even the people that pretty much.
You don't play.
OCD. Even the Hannibal's is the video that went viral, and
I don't know if I think I did watch it.
It was just a fuzzy clip of him saying that Bill Cosby rapes. And,
okay, that's right. He was the first one, right?
Kinda was the first one that sort of like made the news go
public, like real,
viral.
Real, yeah.
And I was thinking to myself when it first happened, because I was in such a denial. And I'm like, and I still say, Hannibal, if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have been up there, bro. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for him. I'm just saying. So...
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of bad people, you know, that open doors for others. I mean, let's not say that, you know. But he did a lot of good. It's just this bad thing.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, it was
terrible. It's so bad. Yeah, it's like, because you don't, you're Bill Cosby. Did you have to drug these women?
I think it was just a
ego thing?
No, I don't know. It's a, you know, I don't know. I think it started off as like, as something to do in that time era. And it was
probably, yeah, because there was a lot of, oh, yeah.
It was groovy to do.
Right, right.
And then you just didn't want to stop.
Well, like you said, a lot of them knew they were getting something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They asked for, like, things, you know.
It was, a lot of them knew, but it was a lot of them,
You know, they're chasing tails on stories, too. Some of them are just, you know, coming out. Yeah. Even if it was consensual at the time, they're probably like, I can fucking ride the coattails on this shit, and...
I don't know, bro.
There's some out there like
I don't
that,
know,
man.
But, you know...
I know he's obviously guilty. I'm not making excuses for him.
I wish that wasn't true about him.
Oh, I know. Of course. Yeah. Yeah, definitely not. Like you said, you did a lot, and that was one of your heroes. Mm-hmm. It's almost like when they say don't meet your heroes. You don't want to talk to them.
Right.
Because they may be a dick, and then you'll look at them completely different.
Well, I heard things about
way.
Him anyway, and it don't surprise me. If he was to be, like, outside of those accusations and things like that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if I met him and he was like real dry, because I don't have what he's after.
Right, know? That's so. Is that a way to live though?
That's the way,
if you're at that top of the world like that, is that how you treat people?
Hey,
is that how you're supposed to be?
They say that about MJ, you know.
Yeah, well,
not
yeah.
Michael Jackson, but
no,
Michael
Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Well, you know what they say about Michael Jackson, and once again. Dude, I listen to his music to this day. I have no qualms with listening to his music. I'm not going to sit there and think of him having sex with kids the whole time. And
those are just accusations.
Those are accusations.
Yeah, those none of that stuff has really been proven.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as the difference between that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Bill Cosby, it's like a whole bunch of women, like, through the years.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Other than Wade Robinson.
Yeah.
And a few other scamming family.
Right, right.
You know, that's trying to get money from Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
that's the difference between that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And another thing is, like, you know, I don't know what the motivation on the documentary was, what the motivation was about that. Yo, Kamal.
Damn.
Come holler at us, man. You know, come holler at us. You know, if
more
I
so at him.
Well, come holler at
him.
He
wants to know all this information.
Yeah, I just want to know what was the motivation behind it.
It could be a lot of things.
Well, and if I did this to Kamal, I would think that was Bill Cosby. So I'm just saying, like.
I don't know.
I'll pull him up.
Go ahead, pull him up. I mean, there could be tons of different reasons why it was motivated.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, he could be a fan. For one, he could have been a real big fan like you. And then he wanted to find out if these accusations are true and followed the story. And then the story just exposes itself sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that would have been something that I probably would have did personally. I'm not motivated.
Instead of putting it out there in the public like that?
No, we know a lot of bad people.
Yeah.
That's like 30 years
pick
or
one,
10 years.
Pick one, basically.
How come you're not doing a documentary on one of the bad guys
right.
you
Right, because I don't want to do a documentary.
Oh.
That's
okay.
why.
All right.
But it could be from different reasons.
It could be
the hype. It could be because it's a big story.
Okay.
It could be because of that. It could be because his mom was a victim. Or, you know.
Warren, what is it?
What?
Ukraine?
Yeah.
That's a big story. Do a documentary. Oh, Sean
Penn. Well, that just started.
Sean Penn's over there now doing his documentary, since, you know, for the sake of documentaries. Sean Penn's doing a documentary right now. Hope you be safe, Mr. Penn.
While people are dying.
He's doing
Is this what he's thinking about?
No, he's
Let's
doing
Let's go film it.
Well, he's doing a documentary over there. So shout out to you, Sean Penn. That's brave.
Is he doing it on this, or is he just doing a documentary on something else?
The war on Ukraine.
Oh, in general, just...
Right now.
So he's over there taking advantage of...
I don't know what he's doing, what his motivation is.
Once again, we don't know the motivations. We don't know. Just as true. Be careful. Is all I'm saying.
What I'm saying. Because get back safe, Sean.
There's tons of videos of people getting shot at and blown up on.
Oh, he's got on the TikTok. The helmet, the vest.
That won't save a fucking missile.
I know you're not safe, but he's got it on.
They're not just shooting; they're fucking dropping missiles.
Yeah,
I mean, this.
Yeah, war is war, man.
Oh, I know. Yeah, luckily I didn't have to deal with that type of shit, because when we were there, it wasn't spearheading shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying, man. What's up with why? Okay, Russia's this big; it gets to be this big. What the fuck changes? What changes?
What changes? I don't have enough literature to speak on it. I don't have any.
Me neither.
Enough intel to even comment on.
Me neither. This is how crazy life is, really, too. Because I was thinking about this earlier. In our lifetime, things have changed drastically, right? As far as technology
and everything else.
Everything else. I mean,
the weather.
I mean, but like, boom.
Yeah.
In our lifetime.
Super fast.
Now, which wasn't a long time. 40 years? I'm 43.
I'm 46.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It started, what, a little bit before us? You know, the trend, like from buggies to fucking cars. I mean, 100 years, 200 years, maybe, roughly.
I don't know when buggies came.
I'm just saying 1900s, maybe a little bit before that. So me neither. I'm not a big memory guy. We know that. What I'm trying to say is, there's been, you know, history well before that, and it's like, to us, we think everything should be bottled up and there shouldn't be no war because, hello, we should just get together. But there's so many different people older than, you know, that think differently, who's still stuck in old times, and it's like, we need to have this land, and it's like a big game of Risk. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if China comes and takes, I mean, other than trying to be like a dictator and you can't say nothing, so that's a bad example. What I'm trying to get at is, like, so if Russia moves over, what's the gain? I mean,
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just don't understand why there is war.
I can't even begin to talk.
I know, it's just.
I'm moving the camera. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, God. He likes to move.
I like to bang on the table. That's terrible. That's what I like to do.
I'm just trying to. It's upsetting because I don't know the history between Ukraine and Russia, so I guess, like you said, we probably shouldn't talk on it. But either way, in this day and age, like, I don't know if Ukraine attacked them or not. They just kept saying we're gonna, you know, Russia just kept threatening. So these Russian soldiers are paratrooping in, going over there and shooting these people for what reason? For what reason?
I don't know.
I know the Ukrainians, they're fighting back, obviously, because they're coming to attack. Yeah. So, of course, they're going to try and shoot and kill them.
Yeah.
That's understandable. That's kind of like when we were going into Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, they're going to fight back because you're trying to come and kill them. So, I get it. They're going to fight back. So,
my advice to everyone is to, you know, just to try to educate yourself on this and see how. Yeah. It's going to affect the U.S. because, you know, initially I was like, yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't care.
Right.
Who cares? But when you go to the store and a can of soup is $5.99 versus what it used to be.
Well, the gas is already.
The fuel prices and, you know, things are. It's going to affect us. So it's kind of important for us to. Any type of war is going to affect us. And we need to, you know, prepare ourselves for those effects and stock up on things or, you know, do things that we need to do. Don't be oblivious and don't act like, I don't care if LeBron James is or not. You should. You should. And unfortunately, it was pathetic enough that, you know, the income of Cleveland was on this 18-year-old kid.
It wasn't that bad.
That's pathetic, but that's what it was.
It was.
You know, the fact that he was playing here allowed all the restaurants and bars and hotels to thrive.
Mad money. Just because people wanted to come see LeBron.
Come see LeBron James. So
that was crazy. I was laughing. I felt bad because I moved down here the year he left. And then we're watching like the thing, like, who's he gonna pick? I said, he's leaving. He ain't picking Cleveland. I said, if he was picking Cleveland, he wouldn't have had this show. He is gone.
I mean, you know, people just say things out there. I don't care if LeBron here or not. Guess what? That guy that has a job at the bar that's washing dishes, or not saying that, you know, like that person that could have stuck you up, probably wouldn't have stuck you up because he had a job. I'm just saying. Little things like that. I'm just saying.
Damn, LeBron, you left now. He's got to rob people.
I mean.
That's messed up.
It's messed up, but it's to some people, it's a reality.
That is a reality. So is that's what it's like if you're on top. Well, no, I guess no. He was like a goddamn corporate. Many different corporations.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
It's just crazy because one person, yeah, like you said, because when you left, man, it was Kyrie, what?
Okay, nothing.
Oh.
Okay.
You muting?
No.
Were you muted the whole time?
No. No, I was looking. I saw the light blue, and I was like, when I pressed it, it was red. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
I think we're good. We're good. Okay. No, but no, I'm not. And that was probably a horrible example, but.
You know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and that was Ukraine, I mean.
No, I'm just saying people don't concern themselves with things.
Until it happens, basically.
Until it's in their face and they wonder why.
But that's, once again, that's out of their control. LeBron leaving was out of their control, just like this war in Ukraine's out of their control.
Well no, it's not out of their control because, you know, first of all, you shouldn't be pathetic to have an income on an 18-year-old kid.
Well, yeah.
Let's do that. And so many other things that Cleveland is well known for. Well, people don't know.
Right.
But Cleveland could have capitalized on.
Right.
Superman, the comic, was born here.
Right.
Stuff like that. Capitalize on that. You know what I'm saying? Capitalize.
They got the Christmas Story house.
Capitalize on that.
They do.
Yeah.
It's in Tremont, people. You can go check it out.
You can really capitalize on it, you know?
I mean, for an era. But people, just for kids Christmas. Nowadays, they do.
I know they do, but they don't. Well, I mean, no. A lot of people don't know. I've never been there. I mean, I heard about
I'm
it.
I'm not
going
to go
there.
In there.
I wanted to go there and do some wild things on the porch. That's all I really wanted to do.
Actually, I should go there and take pictures, man. That was big. That's still part of my fucking life. Yeah, dude, I watch that shit every year. I watch it at least once every year.
You should do it. Yeah.
I really should.
Yeah, I mean, it's and so many other things. You could capitalize on Chef Boyardee down on Woodland in our area.
Chef Boyardee? You said Boyardee?
You say it that way and... Look, I know the family. No,
I know the family. Mother suckers.
No.
Are they Italians? I think they're in my family. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, it's so many things you can capitalize on. You know?
You could, yeah. Pittsburgh capitalized on Heinz.
Heinz.
Yeah.
You know, it's so many things you could capitalize on and not be pathetic. All those stars and celebrities. Halle Berry, Arsenio Hall.
There's tons of people here.
Steve Harvey. Tom Hanks got his start here at Playhouse Square.
Yeah.
You know. There's so many things.
They have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay. I mean.
They got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to me, I'm a music person.
It's about the sports.
Though. I'm a music person, but I'm sorry. That shit is boring. I'm a music person, and that shit is boring. The coolest thing they had is where you can, everybody can go up and everybody can jam. They had that up on the upper level.
What do you mean? They had like an actual bar or some shit? Or like
no, they had like a
stage?
Not really a stage, but somebody could play the drums if they knew how. Somebody could get on the guitar.
Like they had actual shit, like a try it out.
Yeah, you could jam. They had places. That was dope.
Okay.
People can play the bass or whatever they
want to
play.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Okay.
You know, that I enjoyed that.
Yeah, okay. They still have that?
I don't know.
I think
they do.
Okay. That'd be dope. They should still have that. That sounds cool.
You know, that was cool, but it's like, you know, and I understand that it was like, well, we're featuring the clothes. This is not a wax museum. This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it's like, I'm like, yeah, but.
Yo, did you go to the one in Canada?
The wax museum?
Yeah.
I went to That one, and me and my girlfriend at the time, we got our hands done in wax.
Oh, you did? That's dope.
Yeah, it was. We kept it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then it crumbled.
We're not supposed to keep it in there?
I thought it was because it was wax, and I didn't want it to melt. But, you know, I don't know.
Aren't candles wax?
Yeah,
they're out wax, all the time.
But it was like a mold, candle mold. It wasn't. I don't know if they filled it. I think it was hollow.
It shouldn't have
melted. I don't know. I don't remember.
It ain't like it gets 100 and fucking some degrees in Cleveland.
Man, it's hot here, man. You know? But anyway, it's so many things that, you know, and okay, here's my idea. Since Superman was born here. You remember that, the place where, the crystal place?
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
That was awesome.
I would be there all the time if that was the place.
Oh, yeah,
to go.
You got to go put in, like, crystals and make it light up. Dope.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this. You had to, yeah.
I don't know.
I think it was this way.
Ask Jarrell.
Jarrell! No, yeah. They could put a place like that. I mean they have
so
a lot
things.
Of cool things. I mean, even down the streets, the Football Hall of Fame, you've been there?
In Canton?
Yeah, it's 40 minutes.
Canton? I'm talking about Cleveland.
Yeah, but you still got to, I mean, it's only like 30 minutes.
That's only like another city.
But there ain't nobody staying in hotels down in Canton. You could try and make a weekend thing of it.
From Cleveland to Canton?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. You know, you been to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I took my son.
I've been there too.
Yeah, it was dope. You know how I got there? This is awesome. I was working at Schwann's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to 92.3 The Fan here in Cleveland. Shout out to them.
Shout out,
dude. That's for being a Cleveland like sports talk. I actually like the personalities on the radio, so
yeah.
I listened to it all the time. Like when I was driving for them, you know what I'm saying? So I was with them when they actually first came on the air, and. I called one time. You had to be like the third caller. I think it was during, I don't know if it was during lunch or whatever. It was during one of those things. I called and I got tickets for the Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I really went.
Those Super Bowl rings in the case are awesome.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, they were.
They added some stuff, though, since I've been there, I guess. It's been a while since I've been there.
Yeah.
They revamped it a little bit, though. It's dope, man. It's cool, you know.
I thought it was dope, too.
All it is busts of people, and then they have, like, little,
their,
you know.
Uniforms.
Yeah, little mementos, like Jerry Rice's gloves and things of that nature, you know. But, you know, I don't know. Like you said, I think museums are dope. I think I went to, did I go to the Smithsonian down in D.C.? I think I may have went.
Have you been to ours?
The museum here?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
okay. I went to the Science Center. Place.
Science Center is cool.
Yeah, or the aquarium. My bad. The
aquarium's cool.
Aquarium. We took my granddaughter to the aquarium.
Yeah, the aquarium's cool.
Yeah. I mean, but it's not for the the animals or the, you know, the fish and.
No.
Yeah, it's one of those things. That's another thing, man. That's like when with SeaWorld and all those types of places. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Is it moral to keep them there? And they,
no,
you know,
they were being cruel.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know.
Yeah, Blackfish, did you see that?
Yeah, no, but I seen the podcast Rogan had with the dude with the documentary on one of those things.
Okay, yeah. I watched Blackfish, and I think I watched it twice. And I think the main whale that revolutionized everything, I think his name was Teleca.
What'd he do?
Kill people.
Wow. He just said, fuck it. You ain't doing this shit no more.
He killed people because he killed people because they was playing him. Because
he was a fucking whale.
Oh, because he played him.
He was a whale.
Because people, you played him. Like, look.
Tiger win tiger, whales go whale.
when you say or you have an agreement that you're going to do something and you don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's shady.
Yeah, well, of course.
So, you know, he checked people on it.
Where's my fish, motherfucker?
Right. Pretty much.
You ain't bringing my salmon.
Pretty much. And, you know, a couple of them checked people, too. You know, they were checking motherfuckers. So, Teleca started it. I think another one, I don't think it was Teleca, but one of them took one of the trainers down, grabbed his foot, brought him down.
Mm. Drowned him?
No.
Just to let him know?
Like, look, man, you're not really running nothing.
You ain't running shit.
And then let him go. Oh, yeah, you know, let him go just enough time because they intelligent enough to know how, I mean, I don't know. They know how long we can stay under.
Yeah, after he killed the one.
I don't think it was Telica, though. And then, you know, some of their, like, hunting maneuvers and stuff, mm-hmm. perfectly coordinated. I mean, I'm sorry it happened and it killed a human.
Right.
But one of them, like, the girl was on top. The other dude probably was like, yeah, hold her right there. And he was like.
Damn.
I mean, unfortunate incident, but that shit was well coordinated.
Yeah, right? Well coordinated? Coordination.
No, never mind. Well, coordination.
Oh. All
right, I'm sorry. That was it. It's kind of. I don't know.
But I'm bumped. Hey, we all got them. Was that a dad joke?
Sort of.
That
I
was
guess.
A dad joke?
I guess it was. I don't know.
Yeah, man. That shit's crazy, dude. Yeah, I don't mess with wild animals like that.
Well, you know what?
That's why I fuck oceans for one. I ain't going in. I'm not going on a cruise. I ain't being Jack on the fucking board talking about baby. Nope. Fuck no. I'm not drowning. I'm not doing it. I'm afraid of. I'm not a big fan of fucking airplanes either, because just once you're in that bitch, dude. You're giving up on your life because you're out of control. Once it goes up in the air, yes, you're out of control. Mm. You have no control what that plane does, dude. There's times when it landed, it was like, and it was like, woo, a little shaky. I seen this one video, this plane taking off, and then it was just like, woo. Obviously, nobody probably died in that one, but
I hope not.
Boy, the fucking, your heart's like, it's just like this far off the ground. I've had dreams, man. I'm just like, please. Every time I get in, I'm like, I don't want this to be that dream I had.
Well.
You know, it's just like, so fuck oceans. Yeah, because there's big-ass whales and shit out there and sharks and Lord knows what the hell else is out in that goddamn thing, man. We don't know. We can't even get down to the bottom.
Well, you got certain people out here in this world. They think that they can control and conquer everything.
I know. I mean? So go ahead, white people. Go check it out. Let me know what you find.
I didn't say it. He did. But
go find. Hey, you're going to get crushed because of the pressure, but go look.
Some people just think that they can control and conquer everything, but everything is not to be conquered and everything is not to be controlled.
No. I want them to try and find it. Just don't fuck with me. And I want the aliens to come. I'm serious, man. This shit's just getting out of control. It's just like, why do people think they're so... I say it all the time, man. It's a lot of it's ego. I mean, I understand you have people... You know, we're at the point in society where we know what to do and what not to do. Mm-hmm. For the most part. You're going to have bad people. You got good people. Mm-hmm. You got bad people that say, fuck you, I'm going to do what I want to do. Now, but we all, most of us know not to kill people. Can we agree on that? You probably shouldn't kill or rape people.
No, hell no.
Unless it's in self-defense.
Self-defense. Or you're defending your family or something like that.
Defense. If you're fucking with somebody, you deserve to die. You know, if you're going to try and kill
them. I don't know if you deserve to die.
If you're trying to kill them, you deserve to die.
Okay.
In that same sense. Now, people cannot. Mm-hmm. They could... harm you and say, okay, I don't want to kill you, but, you know, whatever. Right. Or you can get okay, you ain't got to kill nobody. That's what I'm saying, right. Depending on the situation. Sometimes you may have to kill a motherfucker, that's all I'm getting at. I never had to yet, thank God. But, you know, it's just... So, we understand that. You know what I'm saying? The problem that's going on in the world is everybody wants to run shit. Because people have ran shit for so long. You know, that's what it is. It's like... The people who have the money are these people that own these countries and have all the money. And they're like, well, we're sitting on this, so we're not giving you this unless you give us... It's all fucking ego instead of saying, hey, we have this.
Right.
Let's share this.
Right.
you know, instead of profiting off of it, and, you know, find some other way to be profitable. I don't know. It's just upsetting because we're all in this motherfucker for one life. I've been to a couple funerals already this year, you know, and I'm plenty of other people have seen people they love gone, and, you know, we pray for future, but guess what? We're all not going to make it out of here. And it's like we all complain about this bullshit, but at the same time, the thing we should be worrying about is just the life we have here and celebrate it every day and enjoy it. And I understand we can't have everything for free, but there's a lot of these resources that, you know, that people survive on that, yes, they can be, but they're all monetized, and it's, and that's the thing that's fucked up about everything. And it's, and again, it goes back to this fucking war, you know what I mean? And that seems to be what it is just Putin, who's been running shit for 20 years. I mean, he's got that bitch on lock in Russia. I'll give him that. You know what I mean? These, it's run, it's ran a certain, that was always our, you know, I had a, in college, like, because we always talk about the president and shit, mm-hmm. and how he really ain't nothing. And they really don't get nothing done because they only have so many terms, right? Obviously, we don't want a dictator. You know what I'm saying? So my proposal was, you let them do like a, after their 8 years that they're allowed, then they go on a 1 year every basis. Like if they start messing up, we can just hold the fucking election and get them the fuck out of there. You know what I mean? Because that's the way you get things done, when you have years to do it and plan it, and you have somebody on the fuck. The way our system's set up, it just constantly repeats itself, and nothing gets done, and we're all living in this high society type world, while other countries are still living in the past, though. Mm. A little bit.
So you're saying, like, they should elect a young person?
No.
And let him get old?
No.
For years, and then after 8 years, put them on a year-to-year?
No.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying a young person. Shit, somebody could be 50 and still do it for 8 years and then do, you know, Biden's, what, 95?
Well, yeah, like, why would you elect or expect an older person like this in his late 70s and 80s to do 8 years?
Yeah, well, I just don't want somebody in their 70s or 80s doing anything but enjoying the rest of their lives with their families.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, you're old.
How old is Joe Biden?
He's old.
You don't know?
No. I mean, he's got to be 80-something.
You think he's 80-something? I don't think
check
he's
it out, man.
Something.
Just check it out. I don't know, people. Siri. He's definitely not doing well.
Hey, Siri.
Don't say that on there, because that many people
how
have that in
how old is
there.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is 79 years old.
Close.
He's not 80.
No, he's not. Will he make it to 80? When's his birthday? I hope nothing happens to him, but dude, they shouldn't have put him out for president, is what I'm saying.
So what do you think the limit for presidency should be? Like how?
Oh, if he's if he's competent,
what do you think the age limit should be?
They're really, I don't think there needs to be an age limit, to be honest.
You don't think so?
No, because if they're competent and they know what they're doing and talking about, and my aunt lived to be 94 and she was sharp as a tack. She knew what the heck she was talking about.
94?
Yeah.
Okay.
She moved around. She knew everything. Hmm. Decline was when she fell, and, you know, homes and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, she was talking. She knew what she was talking about.
Yeah.
She wasn't mumbling words and saying shit that this guy's saying.
I know people.
Yeah, it's amazing.
30 or 20 something that mumbles words.
Oh, I do.
I'm saying like mumble nonsense.
Well, he shouldn't be president.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
But I'm just saying, like, you know.
So it doesn't matter. Well, that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't matter. His age doesn't matter. It's the decline of his. Yes. Mm. And he was in office. For how long was he in the Senate and all that shit? And what good did he do?
He was vice president.
And he did nothing.
I don't know. I don't know what I mean, I do know some of the things he did, but I can't say where he was good for this and this and that.
I'm not a fan of him. Yeah,
I know enough not to be a fan of him.
I know he did a lot of bad for young kids with marijuana and put them in jail.
Yeah.
So that's fuck you on that list. That's not cool.
Yeah.
Especially because he was probably, I mean, I'm not saying he was probably smoking it back in the day. But, you know, most of these people that put you know, to put people in jail, we're doing the same shit, man. And it's upsetting. It's upsetting.
You know, T.I. is doing comedy now. Yeah. Shout out to T.I. And good luck, man. You doing this thing. And, you know, I don't think that people should have limits or barriers or boxes that they should be in.
True.
You know, I think if you could do it, because, you know, back in the day, something like I said, you know, I ain't going to say him no more, but let's say Scatman Carruthers, for example. I mess with Scatman. Mm-hmm. Actor, singer, musician.
Shit, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, yeah.
Actor, he's a jack singer, of all trades, man.
Musician. You know, pretty much back in the day, like, you know, in Hollywood, you had to be a triple, right. Quadruple threat. You know, Wayne Brady, he could do it all.
Wayne Brady, bitch.
Yeah. Wayne Brady can do everything. He can rap, he can sing, he can dance, he can do comedy. He can act. He could do a lot of things. And, yeah. You know, so shout out to UTI.
Yeah, keep definitely.
Knocking down them walls and breaking them barriers and things like that. And I think he realizes a different act, cuz he said I watched one of his performances, and he said that y'all mother, well, I was gonna do my TI, but I
do it.
I gotta listen to him some more.
Okay, yeah.
You did. But anyway,
hey, I seen TI at a concert. It was in Slippery Rock, PA.
Oh, where?
Shout out to TI.
Was he performing or were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in like the gymnasium or some shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I went up to go visit my buddy with the wife, and he had a performance there.
Yeah, he was saying that, you know, he used to music blasting, and, you know, but he said it's just him and the audience looking at him. And
yeah.
He said it's some different shit, but, you know, shout out to him doing that, man.
Yeah, man. Everyone has stories.
Sure he got a lot of them.
Yeah. It's all about, and that's what it is, man. It's so subjective, and that's what it gets back. We can even pull in, because it transfers from egos in the world to even like echo chambers. You know what I'm saying? Or just like even in there, because he was talking about Godfrey.
Shout out to Godfrey.
Shout out to Godfrey clowning him or something. He said he mistrued it, or he took it as disrespect, because he took pictures with him and then said something about him on the podcast or something.
Yeah.
And that was just a comic.
Being a comic.
In the comics world, you get judged. Mm-hmm. You get judged.
Yeah.
We've been judged. I guarantee we've been judged plenty of times. But I know by people. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of those deals. That's where you find the people you ride with. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Those are the people that give you the opportunities. So, I mean, T.I. is going to have no worries. He's just got to get more stage time and then rock it like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
It's all about, you know, and the material.
Yeah.
You find that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about what you want to talk about.
T.I., he's surrounding. He's got good comics around him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. He's based in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess the scene is great down there, so he'll be fine.
Yeah. He'll be good.
That's dope, because you know what? I don't know if his rap career is still, you know, if he's still working on music. I'm sure he probably does.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? But it's cool, because now it's like, what else do I want to do? You know what I mean? It's too many people live in the past.
He has the freedom to do whatever he wants
exactly. to do. Exactly. That's the beautiful thing about it. He ain't got no worries. He got fuck you money. He ain't working on a paycheck. You know what I'm saying? He was saying I could have did something for $100,000 that weekend. Instead, I came to come and get on set.
For free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously, he's still doing stuff, so that's what's up, man. Hey, I commend anybody for going and doing what they want to try and do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, we all know we're in, you know, I guess we don't. Not everybody does. Not everybody's had a life where they realize, oh, shit, I better take advantage of this life.
I'm going to become a British hip-hop superstar.
Okay.
I mean, they always, you know,
also
from over there.
Yeah, you gonna move over there and rock it?
No, I mean, just this and you know, this is my lives like this and you know, I'm gonna be a.
It doesn't work here though,
huh? They do it. Wait a minute. They from over there, and they always they always come over here and do the American style. I'm gonna be I'm gonna be a British hip hop.
You gonna be the Black Billy Idol?
No. You get me? I'm gonna be a British hip hop star. That's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right. Well, fucking, I'll rock with it.
You get me?
I got you.
Yes.
Mate, is that?
Mate is Australian.
Oh, see, I don't fuck with. Yeah. I don't fuck with accents. I knew that. So I was just throwing a little bit.
Yeah, because they, you know, the Beatles, they come over here.
Yes.
So I'm gonna be from over here, and I'm coming over there.
That's what I said.
Yes, that's what's. That's the plan.
You said you were gonna stay here and just do British here, shit.
I'm gonna just do it. Yeah.
No, that's not the.
I can't do that.
That won't work.
You have no vision, Mike. You just don't have any vision.
What I'm saying is, you have to go over there.
No. We do it right here from.
So you're gonna say you can't? You just say you came here?
No.
I was born here, but I'm now I talk like this. I got in an accident, and I bumped my head, and now my pants are on my bridges. Is that one of those two pants and bridges is the same thing?
You know what? We're going to use my shout out to everybody over there in London that's watching, in England. Y'all heard it first.
Yeah, I can't
support my music.
I can't do the accent. I apologize,
so,
people.
So, look.
You talk proper, I talk.
You know, I'm going to have a guest on here. We're going to zoom him in.
Who?
Tim. We're going to zoom him in.
Oh.
And he gonna teach us all some British talk.
I forgot the fan.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. When we doing this? He sprung this on me. I guess you want a sweepstake.
No, we look. He gonna be one of my first
correspondents in England
to push my British music.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
We get Bramalam, Tim, shout out to you.
Oh, okay, I was saying, his name's Tim, right? Not Bramalam. Is that his Instagram name?
Bram is his Instagram and game.
Okay, all right. Oh, yeah, shout out to you, Tim. We had a conversation. He was the lucky fan who got a call from the Midnight Paco podcast.
Well, we got more to come.
That's right. That's right. We might just surprise my suckers. Never know when we're out and about.
Yeah, we're going to just pull them up.
He loves a FaceTime. He just calls people on Instagram, people. I'm like, hey, we should talk to that dude. Let's call him.
What are they gonna do? Be like, don't you fucking call here.
It's so invasive, man. It's like, no.
Why not, man?
Cause. Yeah, so that'd be dope, you know.
Yeah, don't forget about our show we got coming up on March 9th. If you're in the area, come through to the Exotic Cuisine. Check us out.
That's right. That's on 12703 Lorraine Avenue, people.
Lorraine.
Make sure you come check us out March 9th from 8 to 10.
March 9th. Let me give you the people that's on that bill because it's a hot lineup.
Yeah, I know it's Timbuktu.
Timbuktu. We got Precious.
Precious.
And we got my man Jarrell Beeman.
I wait to meet you. Check that out.
We got Ebony Gordon, a.k.a. Ihana. And you got Justin Fuller.
This guy.
And you got
that guy. This dude. That's right.
I will be there.
And you got Ebony. Miss Ebony Timberlake.
Hosting. By Ebony. Ebony. I said Ebony.
I was like, what the fuck?
And hosted by Ebony. the Ebony Ebony.
Don't worry, she calls us the Paco Taco.
The Paco Taco.
Paco Taco Podcast.
The Taco Paco Cans.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
So as always, people, don't forget to hit the subscribe.
Boom.
Hit the like. Or dislike. You can do whatever.
Please comment. And this dude is
Justin for the Comedy on Instagram, people.
And I am the_great_Corey, C-O-R-E-E. That's how you find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
That's Instagram. Right. Don't forget to check out justinfullofcomedy.com.
That's right. Right. Check his page out.
Got the Justice League link. Cool scenes information.
All right.
All right, people. Till next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Midnight Pocket. Midnight Pocket Podcast. Midnight Pocket Podcast.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.